Our story today is called Get Out. The final eruption of Mount St. Helens in May of 1980 was not a sudden event. For 2 months prior to the massive blast, the most deadly and destructive in American history, earthquakes and volcanic activity signaled a major event was underway. Authorities had plenty of time to sound the alarm and warn those living nearby of the looming danger. Yet, despite the seriousness of the threat, some people chose to disregard the warnings. Probably the best known of those who refused to evacuate was Harry Randall Truman. The 83-year-old man was the owner and caretaker at the Mount St. Helens Lodge at Spirit Lake. He'd survived the sinking of his troop ship by a German submarine off the coast of Ireland during World War I, and he was not about to leave just because scientists thought there was danger. Truman told reporters, "I don't have any idea whether it'll blow, but I don't believe it to the point that I'm going to pack up." May 18th, 1980, Truman and his lodge were buried beneath 150 feet of mud and debris from the eruption. His body was never found. It's foolish to recognize danger or temptation and think that we'll somehow be exempt from the consequences if we linger. If we believe Scripture's warnings concerning temptation, we'll surely flee. It's the only real protection we have. It's that approach taken by Joseph when he was tempted by Potiphar's wife from Genesis 39:12. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the relevant radio network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.